So this story is Pat Robertson from Right Wing Watch. Boys are being effeminized and turned into wimps. Somebody is speaking from personal experience, Cecil.
When I watched this video earlier, I'm just struck at literally how much he looks like the Crypt Keeper. I'm not even kidding. When I say, and like there's no amount of hyperbole when I say that. His hair, when they do the side shot of him, is it's, like mid-head, right. And then his head's a little elongated because it's old and gravity has squished it over all this time. And he looks just like the Crypt Keeper.
You know, when your head is succumbing to gravity,
your head is giving up.
Your head is a skull.
Your head's giving up.
You know what
up.
I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like an old window that's like thinner at the top than it is at the bottom. It's like, and I know that's not really a true thing.
I know, you're going to get, you're gonna get email. Oh,
for
God.
For fuck's sake.
God, Tom.
Well, are our young men being turned into wimps?
Look how confused he looks. Hold on, you guys can't see this unless you actually go to our website and go to the show notes and watch this. But right now, he is looking down and concerned and consternated and confused. Like his dementia has like kicked in full force. He smells nothing but burnt toast
exactly,
right now.
Yeah.
His nose is completely filled with the scent of blood oranges and burnt toast.
He forgot the beginning of the sentence that he already just said. This is amazing.
Is that what's happening on college campuses?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no. Go tell that to any rugby team on a college campus, right? Hey, guys, I heard you guys being turned into... Whoa!
You know...
Like, what?
There is a level of coddling that some parents still do in college. I know I've seen that as an adjunct. I've seen and heard people... that are still being micromanaged by their parents at that age and things
absolutely.
Like that. That happens. So, but it's not, but he's saying turning him into wimps. I don't equate the two things as the same thing. I don't think being effeminate and being a wimp are two different things. Cause there's effeminate gay guys whoop your fucking ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they could be effeminate all day and they could also fucking roll Brazilian jiu-jitsu and choke your bitch ass out. So those two things don't equate into the same. They're not the same thing. He's saying they're the same thing, but I don't think they're the same thing. So I won't even go to that level with him.
Can you believe that they've got to apologize for being masculine?
Nobody does that.
What they have to do is not rape people.
Yeah. Like,
that's not the same thing.
God damn it. Ooh, you bitch. I got to apologize every time I fucking rape you.
It's not
You're
the same
turning
thing.
Me into a woman. By the way, there was a whole motion that
there
I was doing.
There was a rapey,
there was
rapey,
a rapey motion.
Motion
I was just doing that you can't see. So
they have to apologize for being white.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
How many times have you done that in your life? I've apologized zero times for being white.
Yeah, I've never apologized.
I have, however, recognized that, and Louis C.K. has a great bit. He's like, yeah, you know, if I had it to do over again, I'd be white again. And it's like, yeah, tell you what, if I got the fucking choice, I would choose white. Right?
He had a funny bit on Saturday Night Live when he was like, he's like, yeah, you know, well, I'm getting this four-star treatment. And he's like, it's because I'm white. He's talking about being white. And he's like, it's terrible that I have white privilege, but I'm going to use it. He's
right,
like,
yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's like, that's not the same thing as apologizing. Yeah. The recognition that things are a little easier if you're a white dude, that's just the truth.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody at my work there. I was talking to a woman that I work with the other day, and she was talking about running, right? So she runs quite a lot. She runs half marathons and all this shit. And she's talking about how she's happy that right now, because of the time of year, in the morning, she likes to run early in the morning, it's light out, right? So she's not running in the dark anymore. And she would run down these paths, these running and biking trails. And, you know, all winter time and all fall, she was nervous running down these paths because they're dark and she didn't feel comfortable running early in the morning down these dark paths. And I remember thinking, I have never once had to have that consideration. Like as a man, I've never... Like running through a forested path would never occur to me. I would have headphones in. She doesn't run with headphones because she, you know, is nervous. Sure. She wants to hear her environment and, you know what's going on. Her experience, her gendered experience is wildly different from a safety perspective than my gendered experiences, right? She lives in an affluent suburb. You know, it's not the same thing as like, you know, going around in the city, you know, where you have to be a little more vigilant. She lives in an affluent suburb, just running in the early morning through a dark forested path. She's vigilant. I would not have to be as vigilant.
Sure.
It wouldn't even occur to me to be vigilant. There are things, there are privileges that we enjoy.
Sure.
By virtue of our race, by virtue of our gender, by virtue of
economic class.
Economic class, yeah. Right. That it's not an apology to recognize those things. I'm not apologizing for it.
Yeah.
That would be silly. I didn't choose it.
You didn't, yeah.
Why would I apologize for the fuck? I may as well apologize for the fucking weather. I can't change it. But I recognize it, right? As an essential truth of my day to day.
Exactly. And I think that's the disconnect. That's something that he doesn't understand. And I think there's a huge disconnect between people in the social justice discussions where they feel like you're attacking them because they are privileged. And you're like, no, I don't feel like I've ever been attacked because I'm privileged. I don't feel like I've ever been attacked because I'm straight, let's say.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. But I also recognize that the world is made for straight people.
Sure. Right. It's easier. Like it's just easier. As a straight, white, upper middle class male, the idea that my life is not easier than a poor lesbian black person?
Sure.
Are you fucking kidding me? Of course it's easier.
Jeez, why not just pick a unicorn?
The lesbian unicorns would use the fuck out of that horn. I'll tell you what.
It's a little floppy, though.
Right?
It's a little floppy.
That horn
and it
would be...
buzzes.
They've got to apologize for being males. I mean, it is crazy what's happening on college campuses. Not at Regent University, I might add, but on many of them. Well, on many college campuses, masculinity.
Look at him.
Oh, my
Look
God.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, my
Doesn't
God.
Doesn't he look like the Crypt Keeper here at 38 seconds? Look at his squashed neck thing going on.
His whole body is collapsing in on itself.
It's like I'm melting.
Every part of him has crumbled into other parts of him.
Unbelievable.
When you're wearing a finely tailored suit that still hangs off of you like a fucking clothes hanger.
Used to be looked as something to be desired. Now it's regarded as something shameful. Would you want a wimp? Really?
No, I like manly men, and they are scarce out there.
Lumberjacks, pretty much exclusively date lumberjacks. Yeah. All I date.
Bus drivers. Oh, wait, those are all lesbians. I'm sorry. That was a manly lesbian. Right? I'm sorry. I messed up.
Well, I mean, the time they're little kids, they're feminized. I mean, it's just awful.
What does that even mean?
By the time they're little kids, they're feminized.
It's awful.
It's awful. That's what that means. No, I think this is true. Look, I have a 2.5-year-old boy and I have a 10-year-old boy, and I feminize the shit out of them all the time. So I make them have tea parties, whether they want them or not.
Aww.
We only watch the Care Bears and My Little Pony.
Aww.
That's it. That's all we're allowed to watch. I make them wear dresses.
Aww.
And sometimes suck dick. Like, just saying. I feminize them. I just, you know, I want them to grow up to be.
You know, if they didn't want me to be feminized, they shouldn't have cut off part of my penis. You know?
Cut off the whole thing. I could have been bigger than this.
I had a lot more.
I wanted to be bigger than this. I can't be much smaller than this.
With the sheath, it was like a few millimeters bigger.
The sheath. Shing. Like makes it a sound.